If you're wondering why some of us are cheering on Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Jasmine Crockett, even when we don't agree with them on everything, it's because they're the only ones in the Democratic Party who are actually fighting. Not for a donor class. Not for MSNBC soundbites. Not for institutional respectability. They're fighting for people. That shouldn't be revolutionary, but here we are. Let me be clear. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a leftist. I believe billionaires shouldn't exist. I also believe that in a two-party system where one side is openly fascist, voting Democrat is just strategic survival. And right now, the Democratic leadership is sleepwalking into authoritarianism. Schumer and Jeffries, the soft belly of resistance. Hakeem Jeffries is the kind of leader you'd expect to find giving a TED talk about bipartisanship while the Capitol burns behind him. Chuck Schumer? He votes to fund the GOP's authoritarian project and then gives a sad little speech about how it could have been worse. In March 2025, 10 Senate Democrats, including Schumer, voted to advance a continuing resolution that slashed non-defense spending and boosted defense budgets, while handing more power to DOGE, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Yes, that's a real dystopian agency name, one. You know what Schumer's excuse was? We can't let them shut down the government. Translation. We gave up. Meanwhile, Jeffries and House Democrats stood by as Representative Al Green was censured for shouting the truth during Trump's speech, calling out cuts to Medicaid. Instead of rallying behind him, 10 Democrats joined the GOP in voting to censure him, too. Respectability politics over resistance. Again, the courts aren't enough, and Trump knows it. So far, the only thing putting a brake on the MAGA agenda has been the courts. But that brake is made of tissue paper. What happens when Trump's DOJ just doesn't enforce court rulings? Ask yourself. Who's going to hold Trump, Musk, or J.D. Vance accountable when the Justice Department is run by loyalists who treat the Constitution like toilet paper? This isn't some paranoid hypothetical. It's the logical endgame of Project 2025, where every federal agency becomes a weapon for dismantling democracy, and the only oversight comes from a judiciary that can't enforce jack shit without an executive willing to act. And guess who isn't willing to act? The Democratic leadership. Enter Bernie, AOC, and Jasmine Crockett. While Schumer is playing checkers on a burning ship, Bernie Sanders is out there drawing record-breaking crowds of over 34,000 people in Denver, calling out oligarchy by name, three. He's not mincing words. He's calling Elon Musk a threat to democracy. He's naming names, and people are showing up in droves because someone is finally telling the damn truth. AOC? She's not just tweeting. She's organizing, rallying, and putting local reps on blast for not holding town halls, four. She's saying what most Democrats won't, that this party needs to fight harder or die. And Representative Jasmine Crockett? She's not afraid to check anyone, whether it's Trump stooges in committee hearings or milquetoast centrists pretending things are fine. Her presence in Congress is the political equivalent of a slap to the face, a necessary one. The future is popular, not polite. Don't get it twisted. Supporting Bernie and AOC isn't about ideological purity. Hell, I disagree with them often. But I'm not cheering for who I agree with. I'm cheering for who fights. And more importantly, I'm cheering for who represents the will of the people, whether that aligns with my beliefs or not. That's what democracy is supposed to look like. The current Democratic leadership doesn't reflect the electorate. It reflects donors, consultants, focus groups. That's why they keep losing ground while fascists consolidate power. Because they still think politics is a debate club, not a street fight. Time to choose. Fighters or enablers. You don't have to be a socialist to know Bernie is right about oligarchy. You don't have to be a climate activist to know AOC is right about urgency. You don't have to be black to know Jasmine Crockett is right about systemic injustice. But you do have to be awake to realize the party's current leadership isn't equipped for the moment we're in. This isn't just about left versus center. It's about courage versus cowardice. History doesn't remember the ones who followed the rules while everything burned. It remembers the ones who threw water on the fire, while everyone else stood around arguing about etiquette. So yeah, I'm with Bernie, AOC, and Crockett. Not because they're perfect, but because they fight.